Mark Levin rips CDC mask guideline revisions. That's not science, that's stupidity. By Jeff Poor on July 28, 2021. Tuesday on FNC's Hannity, conservative talker Mark Levin, author of American Marxism, blasted the Centers for Disease Control, CDC, for revising its guidance on masking for the already vaccination. Levin called the new guideline stupidity. Transcript as follows. Hannity, all right. Now, even more disturbing than Biden's nonstop blunders is the Democrats, the media mobs, and their push to use the tools of intelligence to target political opponents. Now, look at one New York Times reporter, Katie Benner is her name, tweeting, quote, today's January 6th Select Committee underscores the America's current essential national security dilemma. Work to combat legitimate national security threats now entails calling a politician supporters enemies of the state. Calling Trump supporters enemies of the state. They're not even trying to hide it over there anymore. She has just recently apparently deleted that tweet. Here with reaction, author of the New York Times number one bestseller American Marxism. This book has been out less than 2 weeks and already over 500,000 copies sold. More than the 15 highest next best-selling books combined. That's why we call him the Great One, Mark Levin, host of Life, Liberty and Levin. Sir, welcome back. You're an enemy of the state. Mark Levin, host, Life, Liberty and Levin, thank you, Sean. I wouldn't exp, yeah, well, you know, look who's talking. They are. That, those. That's the same newspaper that promoted Stalin, promoted the Third Reich, and promoted Castro. So I guess we are. January 6th. You know, Joe Biden likes to say that what happened on January 6th was the worst attack since 9/11. Liz Cheney agrees with him. I want to give a little bit of history to the historically illiterate. In 1979, Jimmy Carter released from prison three Puerto Rican terrorists who shot at members of Congress from the House Gallery in 1954. Wounding, in some cases seriously, five members of the House of Representatives. There's more. On the last day of his presidency, Bill Clinton granted a full pardon of Susan Rosenberg. Who is she? 16 years into a 58-year sentence for possession of guns and over 700 pounds of explosives. A member of the Weather Underground and numerous of its succeeding splinter groups. She allegedly participated in the 1983 bombing of the U.S. Capitol. That explosion blew off Senate Minority Leader Robert Byrd's door, ripped through a painting of Daniel Webster and damaged the Senate cloakroom, as Daniel Flynn wrote at the American Spectator. Oh, there's more. A year after Bill Ayers, his girlfriend, and two of his friends blew themselves up in Greenwich Village townhouse-turned-bomb factory. He took part in the 1971 bombing of the U.S. Capitol. He wrote, "We already bombed the Capitol." He wrote in his memoir, "And we cased the White House." The Pentagon was like two of the trifecta. Now, who is Bill Ayers? I seem to recall he helped launch Barack Obama's career. So, first of all, let's stop lying about the history. What's going on in this Capitol? There's been a lot of horrible things that's happened to the Capitol and the people in the Capitol. That's number one. Number two, this is nothing like 9/11. Joe Biden, even in his good day when he had wits, was an idiot. And now, we have Liz Cheney saying the same thing. There were no weapons fired in the Capitol, not by the protesters, by one police officer who apparently randomly killed a protester. We don't defend what happened in the Capitol building, unlike our opponents on the other side, but they do defend violence. They're busy pardoning terrorists. They defend violence in Portland. How come we don't have any of the federal law enforcement from Portland there testifying when Nancy Pelosi called them stormtroopers or when Jim Clyburn called them stormtroopers? Of course, Adam Kinzinger, who's in the pocket of Pelosi, he'll never bring it up. And Liz Cheney's in such a hate mode, she'll never bring it up either. There's a lot that can be brought up about this as a matter of fact. And as you all pointed it out, what did Nancy Pelosi do? She was in charge of security of that building. And she was told about potential problems in that building. What did the FBI do? They had information from the NYPD and the Norfolk office. She doesn't want to know anything about that. Now, I got to move fast. I got 3 minutes left. COVID, I have a question for the CDC. You're busy issuing all kinds of orders to American citizens. Vaccinated citizens are supposed to wear masks? Don't you understand when you tell people that they're not going to get vaccinated? On the one hand, you say hurry up and get vaccinated. On the other hand, we're going to treat you as if you're not vaccinated? That's not science. That's stupidity. And we've had a lot of stupidity out of federal scientists and medical directors over the course of the last 18 months. But you want to know big stupidity? We have an open southern border. People are pouring into this country so fast we don't know how many. COVID cases among migrants in the Rio Grande Valley sector surged 900% at the border. Numbers continue to rise. We don't know how many illegal aliens have it. We know they're not tested. We know they're poor. They're coming from poor countries, but they don't have access to vaccines. Maybe that's the problem. Maybe because our southern border is open by design. People coming across the border, we don't know the health situation. We're being overwhelmed. You look at the red map the CDC director puts out there. What do you see? The southeastern United States is getting hit hardest, Southern California's getting hit hardest. How come they're not getting hit in North Dakota? How come they're not getting hit on the northern border the way they are, on the southern border? Well, we have some ideas about this, don't we? Now, the CDC is so out of control that it ordered not long ago landlords not to raise rates or to remove tenants. And the federal court said, you're the CDC, you don't have the power to do that. Hey, CDC, Joe Biden, I have a question for you. For health purposes, CDC, why don't you issue orders to secure the southern border? So we can make sure people who are coming across don't have the virus, and aren't spreading it in the United States. Why don't you do that? That would be a lot more substantive. Now, everybody should get a vaccine. Well, I've been vaccinated and I think more people should. But what about somebody who has a condition where the vaccine becomes deadly? Or what about people who've already had the virus and now they're immune? Why would they get vaccinated? And, of course, we have the health pass for people. That is, again, if you're an illegal alien. You don't have to prove whether you've had been vaccinated or not, or, of course, if you're a rioter, one of these Marxist BLM members or Antifa, you get a healthcare pass too. So they don't really mean that everybody should be vaccinated. They just mean that law-abiding American citizens better do what they tell us to do or you're going to be cut off from the rest of society. That's it. Hannity, Marx book, number one New York Times bestseller. American Marxism, it's the number one selling book by far in the country. Don't forget his show, Life, Liberty, Levin, Sunday nights. The number one show right here on the Fox News Channel. Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.